Remember the top 10? You know how disc jockeys count down the top 10 songs for the week? And they still do it. It still happens. I just don't know any of the songs anymore. What are your top 10? What are your top best songs? You're going to write them down. That's what your bulletin is for today. So you're going to take, I want you to take just a minute and jot down. Maybe only how you can think of one or two, but maybe you think of 10 easily. Just jot them down. I'm going to give you just a little time to jot that down. Which I also need to do. So your 10 top songs, your 10 favorites, your 10 best songs, whatever they are. I got stuck on number 7. How are the rest of you doing? So I'm going to stop us here. If you think of some others, add them on. Now there's one more little assignment. You're going to turn to somebody near you, next to you, behind you, before you, whatever you want to do. And you're going to share whatever's on your list real quickly. Not yet. And you're going to pick one of those songs and tell them how it made your top 10. What's the story behind that song being on your list? Okay? So we're going to take just a couple minutes to do that. Go for it.
Thank you.
How you doing out there? Did you learn something you didn't know? I did. I learned something from somebody I've known a long time. Brand new information. It's a brand new part of her story. You know, maybe after worship, as we're standing and sitting around having a cup of coffee, you might ask somebody, so, tell me about your top 10. Okay. When we share our stories, you know, that's one way we connect with one another. And singing is one of the things we do that builds a sense of cohesion among people. We're invited to sing from the time we first draw breath. We play with sounds as we coo and babble our way into speech. All singing is merely sustained speech, as my voice teacher told me years ago. Instead of letting the sound stop with the consonants, we let the sound sail on the vowels. Right? That's what singing is, sustained speech. Listen to babies. That's how they talk. It's more song than speech. Singing accesses a different part of our brain. Don't you love that picture of the brain all lit up and the notes coming out of the person's mouth? Many of us in this very room have observed stroke victims who've lost speech, people with dementia who've lost memory, suddenly come alive and awake as they sing a song they know. And they sing it flawlessly, as if they're holding the songbook in their hands and reading it off the page. Words attached to music is magical. It's also neuroscience. That's right, neuroscience. According to Daniel Levitin, author of This Is Your Brain on Music, I love this book, all of that activates a part of the frontal cortex that's responsible for how you see yourself in the world and whether you see yourself as part of a group or alone. A lot happens in that frontal cortex. It's one of the many reasons I believe we desperately need singing and choirs back in all of our schools to see ourselves as part of the whole. And it's why we sing at Logos every time we get together, right? We sing. Parents, all the adults, and the children, we all sing together. Right now, we're learning the musical Jonah. That's right. We're having a great time. It builds cohesion, singing together. It's how we build a sense of community. We understand ourselves to be part of something more than just me, myself, and I. It's a concept Jesus taught. I am the vine, you are the branches. Community was something Jesus lived, embodied, and taught. Singing with other people, it requires us to pay attention. Paying attention is foundational for every spiritual practice. Singing with other people is a spiritual practice. Augustine wrote, "Those who sing pray twice." Every time we sing together, you're praying not just once, but twice. Good job. Singing with other people means we coordinate our actions with theirs. We have to pay attention also to the people around us, what we are singing together. And it also can pull us out of ourselves. So when we're feeling blue, singing with other people can help us feel a little better. Dr. Levitin also writes, there's a whole neurochemistry to singing. We have evidence that when people sing together, it releases oxytocin. That's good stuff. This is a neurotransmitter that's associated with social bonding. It's called the friendship chemical, the trusting chemical, or the empathy chemical. Psalm 98 makes it clear that the singing to which we are invited is not just for the human chorus. All creation is in the chorus. Listen, can you hear the sea roar, the rivers clap, and the hills sing together, and know that we are all part of the same community? Can we listen and experience the bond with all of God's creation? There are satellites that are turned out to out outer space that are picking up sound waves from millions and millions of light years away. The whole creation is humming. Think back for a moment on how you felt while we were singing and after we sang Joy to the World. It's familiar. We all seem to know it. I'm guarantee you had probably a flood of oxytocin going through your system. It's still there. It's still doing its good stuff. But at one time in your life, it was brand new. Do you even remember learning it? You had to learn it sometime. I don't remember being taught Joy to the World. It was just part of the soundtrack of the community I grew up in. And I picked it up. That's probably true for about everybody in the room. And now we associate it with all kinds of different memories, don't we? And I've given you a new one today. Sing and Joy to the World in May during Eastertide. How did that happen? It's not lost on me that singing new songs is hard for a lot of people. Even infants prefer the music they overheard in the womb. Yep, someone's done research on that. Demonstrates that infants have a preference for the music their parents listened to, the people around them while they were in utero. Musical preference is sown in the womb. Additionally, if people don't have music lessons or mathematical training, and they go together. Music and math go together, people. Trust me. And if we don't have training in either of these before the age of 20, we can still learn the subjects, but only with great difficulty. And it's likely that if someone waits until after they're 20, they'll never really speak those languages. They can, you know, move around in them a little, but they won't speak them, so to speak. Like someone who learns it early. Teach children music! And we've done that here in this church, and we need to do more and more of it. Many of us are always learning new songs if we listen to popular radio, whether it's country, R&B, pop, or soul, or serious music like musical theater or jazz. There's always some new stuff coming out. Our repertoire grows, and we have more and more musical memories and resources. Now, the songs we learned in our childhood are not enough to carry us through a lifetime. Row, row, row your boat is not going to get you through the hard times. Well, I don't know, maybe. Row, I got to keep rowing, keep on rowing. It could. But I'd say we need more breadth and depth, musical resource to have resilience. You know, it's a good start, some of these songs. In fact, there's a song in our family we still sing that we go back to get us through the hard times. Right, Mike? This is Mike's contribution, one of his many, to our family. And when one of us is down, all we have to do is say, you know, there's a song that gets us through hard times just like this, for times like this. And then he begins. There was a farmer, had a dog. Bingo was his name-o, B-I-N-G-O, help me out. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name. Oh! Yeah, it's kind of like fried ham. We add new songs as we grow, and sometimes these songs invite us to grow beyond where we are. I'm going to digress just a minute. When Linda and I were sharing about the Rudder Requiem is one of our, I know it's a lot more than one song, but we put the whole thing down as one song. The Rudder Requiem got me through a really difficult grieving time in my life and helped me lament and find some hope. You know, so sometimes songs are for that. I've been learning an entire CD of music since I came back from Boston last month. I got to hear this amazing high school girls' choir from the Rodean School for Girls in Johannesburg, South Africa. They were doing a luncheon recital concert at a church just in Copley Square where the Boston Marathon was happening a few days before. It was crazy time. And I got to sit and listen with other people to this amazing choir. And here they are in a joint venture with the Boston Children's Chorus. They sing in 11 languages. Yeah, 11 languages. Wow. And I couldn't understand the words to every song they sang, but I understood every song they sang. The music carried it. I understood in their rich harmonies and their incredible blend. I had no cash on me. I ran 5 minutes away to the nearest ATM, ran back through all those crowds of the marathon. Can I have a CD? They are just about leaving, and I got not one, but two CDs. And their voices have been my companions for the last few weeks since coming home. Amazing. The choir's got to hear them sing. Psalm 98 invites us to sing a new song, and not only the ones we know already. Brain science, again, tells us that learning new songs builds our brain. It's like pleasant power lifting for our little gray cells, making more connections, building mental, emotional, and I would say spiritual resilience. Do you suppose God likes to hear us sing and sing together? I imagine God is like a choir director, trying to coax us to sing songs we know and songs we are learning and trying to teach us new songs. I imagine God is a vocal coach guiding us to find our own voice and give us the confidence to join in the chorus. We learn our theology more through song than even through the study of Scripture. We remember it more. It's held in a different part of our brain. Your spirit deserves a rich repertoire of resource for your own resilience. We learn more about God and connect more with God through what we let ourselves sing. God is revealing to us over and over again that he comes to judge the earth with righteousness, the people with equity. That's that God's new song is being sung even now, in lamentation and celebration, in protest and in hope. We glimpse this new song in the life and the resurrection of Jesus, who said the kingdom of God is at hand. The way of God's salvation is here now among you, ready to be sung into being. I'm going to sing, reintroduce to us a song called All Praise to God for a Song God Gives, and it's on page 8 in the hymnal if you'd like to follow along. I'm going to ask for a G.
All praise to God for a song God gives, for music and a hope that lives. God's sacred word is so profound, we sing and let the truth resound.
I got something mixed up.
God gave us music, gave us voice, sing alleluia and rejoice. We lift in faith secure and strong the sacred word through sacred song.
I invite you to stand with me as you're able. Take a deep breath and sing the rest of this song together and hear each other sing.
The word gives more.
was beautiful. Thank you. Please be seated.